of denial of education and the problem of sequence. A sequence problem, as I termed it, is when one thing prevents another. It's like a catch-22. And I find that people with good intentions often take to repairing problems in all the wrong places. When I was little, I struggled with understanding my bullies, and later, I just couldn't imagine why criminals would do the things they do. But eventually, I understood that the word criminal is wrong. These are just people so stressed and pressed that life becomes about do or die. Now, I always mention at this point that criminals are extremely dangerous because of the state their mind has been twisted into. The real person that they are is still inside them, but it's deep in there, and it will take a long time for them to heal. A really good example is a soldier. They must kill or they will be killed. They are a good person at home around their mom, but the circumstances of war make a mindless killer. And I repeat, a person who is in a warped state is extremely dangerous. Do not hope for their goodness. It will take years, probably not months, for them to heal and for their goodness to return. That's how our minds are. We are natural, born fighters and warriors. This was necessary for our survival and protection of our tribes, clans, and kingdoms. To correctly approach this impossible problem of modern crime, we must first learn to protect people and prevent the crushing stress from fracturing them to commit a crime. And once a person shows that they have entered the state of a criminal, they can't be punished with prison, because prisons only make people worse. This is an example of attempting to fix something by starting in the wrong spot. This here is the ugly side of the sequence problem. Prison may actually cement the state that they have been put in, because they lose faith in humanity when we hurt them that way. They may never be able to return to the person that they really are. Think of it as forever war. No return, just war. A person who entered a life of crime needs medical, psychiatric, psychological help, and they need many years of therapy and understanding. By sending criminals to prison, we are attempting to fix a problem at the wrong place, and as often the case is, we make it worse. Now let me show you what happens on the other side of the spectrum, on the side of the innocent and truly beautiful. Because in some places, the problem of sequence is not an error out of arrogance and ignorance, but it is purposefully crafted to force obedience. In more than one place around the world, women are denied an education which prevents them from becoming independent, from making choices for themselves. Because they are tricked out of education as children, they will not have the time to return to it as an adult. Such nations may claim that they make the rules, that it's their nation and it is not our problem. But a nation may only own its geography. It cannot own a mind, because that is called slavery. Denial of education is how slave uprisings are prevented from occurring. That vile old saying goes that a slave with an education is a no good slave. The solution, believe it or not, is to open our borders and grant these women a home, a real education, and yes, a universal income, so that they are safe and have a safe place where they can read their books and grow, so that they don't have to work. Many of them will plan to return, and real education demands that they have all the time and the adventure that they need so that they can grow and rise to no end. By not helping these girls and women out of slavery, whatever else we do is not nearly enough, or somewhere out in the wrong sequence. Now, let me take you back home. Here, I want to describe an induced problem that is most familiar to us all. Fake education. Schools are not providing students with real education, as that requires that each student is treated as a unique individual. And those in charge of education are too stupid, not just uneducated. They are too stupid and greedy to see how that can be easily accomplished with a cheap smartphone. By presenting students with fake education, we push them into adulthood with ideas like, getting laid makes a man, or weed is just another herb. Wow. As a result, they will make the same goddamn choices and mistakes that everyone is always making. And this incredible threat of being held back or punished with a bad GPA or bad grade, unless a ravenous and healthy mind is obedient, is sick. And let me tell you something. The threat of never being able to get a job because of bad grades in a shitty and fake school makes adults look like total fucking morons. And I'm not bleeping that one out. Real education enables young people to launch startups and invent new technologies, from art and software to 3D printing and incredible manufacturing. Real education is what sets children free from poverty. Fake or standardized education is what presses them into it. We are such powerful thinkers, such unbreakable beings, who neither fear torture nor certain death, that the only way to control us and to keep us weak is to prevent us from learning for real. Be it by sick arrogance in modern nations, or deliberate attack in nations ruled by ghouls that prefer that their women live in the Dark Ages. Understand that the words real education are sacred, and anything short of it is a fucking disgrace. and that the future will not arrive as a function of time, but as a function of real education and lifelong wisdom. Every human being is meant for greatness, and their greatness is necessary to make this world a better place. Any time that greatness is dimmed or temporarily extinguished, our entire world becomes proportionally darker. We all lose. In closing, I want to speak to the youngest of you. I want to ask those of you who have the passion needed to upgrade the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to rise to the challenge. It may take a lifetime, and everyone will be unhappy with you doing your own thing. Laugh at them, enjoy their critique, and leave your mark on the history. Please ensure to safely grant all human beings the full measure of real education at no cost and without any stress. Please aim to end poverty with an international bank of universal income that simply does not track debt. Because human beings are not machines. They are an investment in all the future of humankind. Please remind all human beings that meaning is found in greatness of heart and spirit as they venture towards becoming great beings, and that to grow up means to grow all the way up, until each and every one of us stands as an independent great being. I ask you to begin rebuilding the world immediately and without any delay. You don't have to wait until your shift is over. Just drop the damn thing and go. Make your life about great adventure so that there is always room even for the greatest of your thoughts. Refine the Declaration of Human Rights. Expand it, enhance it, reinforce it. Let it make you wise and powerful. And then make it so that every nation stands behind it. Make it so that no human being is ever denied real education.